Hello, and welcome to the All Night Gamers podcast, episode 220. Hi, hello, hi. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the show. Things are changing here in the All Night Gamers group, so kind of want to just give a heads up. We're going to try to keep episodes shorter for a while because I am moving, and I'm a very busy guy, and I'm very tired. But we wanted to keep bringing just great, horrible content to you guys, so we're going to... We're still doing it, but they're going to be a little shorter. We're aiming for 90 minutes. So we'll see if we can stick to that. The order of things might also end up changing. I don't know. We haven't really discussed things super in detail. We're just winging it because that's kind of what we do. So yeah. How are you guys doing? I've talked a lot when we got on the call before we said anything. How are you guys?
Well, I spent the whole last week sick, so I didn't go to work.
That's why you were radio silent.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it also means
I missed training for something new they want to introduce. I'm okay. Let's put it like that. Not super amazing, but not feeling awful.
You can operate.
Yeah.
Being able to operate is good.
Indeed.
True.
That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been working a good bit these past couple of days.
Yeah. Did you start working at Whataburger?
I'm about to. I'm having my orientation this Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
Are you gonna get burned out though? That's a lot to balance.
No.
I mean, if he doesn't get, but like what you said, like 10 hours a week from foos, like,
yeah, like this next week, hours. It's like,
I didn't know.
Dude, you can't.
Nah. Like, I got the especially... most this week in like months. Like, I got 22 this week, which is nice, but like, that's the most I've gotten in months, dude.
Well, especially after your whole car incident.
I can't afford, literally, I've been going the speed limit, bro. I can't even afford a ticket right now.
Crazy.
Cooper gets the speed limit is only the speed limit for people that can't afford a speeding ticket,
literally. Well, the problem is it's not just a speeding ticket, it's also an increase on your insurance. That hurts more than the speeding ticket, honestly.
I think so.
You can get away with one, but yeah, don't get multiple. If you get multiple, then things look bad. I think also if you get like, I don't know, it depends on state, but in Alabama, it's something like 3 in a year or something, or maybe 5 in 2 years.
They put a suspension on your license. Yeah.
Oh. Thank God I haven't been caught yet.
That's crazy.
You goofball, dude.
Dude, one of these days I'm just gonna run past like a camera or something. I got.
Well, especially that's the thing down here. Like, one of Chelsea's old roommates, when we were over at Commons, she ran a yellow as it turned to red. Bam, $250 ticket.
Oh,
like I don't play.
Dude, if they put traffic cameras in Huntsville.
That's easy money.
We could
easy
drop
money.
The local tax. We wouldn't need to tax people anymore. The amount of times I see that happen here, oh.
It's such easy money, which sucks, but like, it'd be so, like, that's the whole point, right? Like, you'd be able, but it is absolutely insane. I've been more, honestly, I think I've also been a bit more careful with my car, but, you know, it's because.
Yeah, it's a new car.
New car.
New.
Cameron's actually going to have to take it to the wash.
I am.
Mm. You should
I
get
have to find a car wash.
Or no, it's a used car. Never mind. I was going to say you should get a ceramic coat or paint film on it, but if you don't do it like when you buy the car brand new, you have to go get it paint corrected and stuff, and that makes it really expensive. It's already kind of expensive as it is to do it, but it's much less expensive than if you have to get paint fixed first. Anyway.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so what's the 1 week status on the car? What are we feeling?
Loving it. Still getting used to it, you know, but I mean, it's the same size as Chelsea's car, so like it's not as bad of a transition. Mm-hmm. But I have noticed like if I park, I'm still parking as if I'm parking the Trailblazer. You know, I'm giving myself that extra clearance in the back and whatnot. I'm like,
Don't need to do that anymore.
I don't have to do that anymore.
Well, you've also got a really nice camera.
How about the backup camera, man?
Dude, holy shit. I think that might be the highest quality camera I own. Like, honestly, it's insane. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think we had a little bit of an issue with connecting Chelsea. Like, Chelsea's phone was connected earlier, and we couldn't get it to switch to the audiobook we were listening to. Like, it was still playing it, but we couldn't, like, get it to show the timing and whatnot. And I'm like, okay, that's weird, but I assume that's some sort of connection issue.
Sometimes I have noticed, I thought this was just a me car thing, but this could be an every car thing because all cars have cheap Android head units. Like sometimes when it boots up, there's just one thing that's not going to work. Sometimes for me, and it's specifically if I hot cycle the car, like if I turn it off, but then I start it back up within like 2 minutes because I just like ran inside or something. Android Auto will either take like an extra 5 minutes to connect, or it'll connect just fine. But the buttons on my steering wheel to like skip and go back in songs stops working.
Okay, so it's just a tech thing. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's just trash software. Yeah, okay. I think it's just like bug software.
Look, I'm coming from a car that we had to fight to get phones connected to, like, at all, just to be able to listen to
music. Yeah, you're coming from a car that had a tape deck.
Like, yeah, well, no. Not cool. We did have an aux cord, but it was, like, the most jank. I still have it in my car, because I moved it over. But, like, I'll show it to you in June. But, like,
I thought you were using one of those,
I've got one. It's at home.
Haley's car had it. One of the cars had it. Somebody did have that.
Dude, I used to burn through those things like every 3 months. They were so cheap.
So true.
Anyway, we're a gaming podcast. What are we talking about? What we got to talk about this week? Summer Game Fest 2025 is coming back June 6th. When we're down there.
Ooh, I know. There's so many Everything's happening. While
Everything is happening weekend. That weekend.
Yeah, I feel that like I'm going to get super overstimulated and probably not get enough sleep, but that's okay because it'll be video games.
All-night gamers weekend, boys. It is going to be so good.
I'll put off the feeling like trash until I get back, and then I just like won't do anything for 2 days.
It's like, I'm not coming in.
Yeah, sorry.
I was with my buddies and everything kept happening.
All of the things ever happened.
Literally.
So that'll be cool. I hope maybe there'll be... It's weird to say, like, there's going to be some Switch 2 games at Summer Game Fest. Although, honestly, I don't really care about Switch 2 games anymore unless they're Nintendo ones because the pricing is we already talked about that, but I'm glad to see that's coming back. Are they doing it live again, like on a stage?
I assume so. It's like how he's always done it.
Yeah, okay, cool, sweet. 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, and it looks like there's a an Xbox Game Showcase and the Outer Worlds 2 Direct is going to be 2 days later, but it's like part of Summer Game Fest technically now. That's cool. Let's see. Wind Waker GameCube on Switch 2 does not mean Wind Waker HD won't get ported, says Nintendo. I read this headline. I don't know about that. I mean, like, I'm sure they could do it, but, like, now that they're putting this on GameCube, they're going to want to milk that for at least, like, what, a year?
I would think so. Because it's we had this conversation previously where it's, like, it's the opposite of what they've been doing. Sell the game first and then put it on NSO.
See, you say that, but Link's Awakening came out second.
Yeah, but that's not a title people were asking for.
I was.
I don't know. Also, like, the difference between Link's Awakening, like, the original and Link's Awakening Switch is, I think, much more drastic,
mm-hmm.
at least at face value, than Wind Waker to Wind Waker HD. Even if, like, the game is the same, going from a Game Boy game to a Switch game is crazier than GameCube to Wii U.
Awakening is interesting because there's three versions, and I think they're all on Switch Online or Switch now. I don't know. I can't remember if
is DX right on color?
Yeah, is DX is on there or not?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, like, so okay. Typically, they do, like, a year on things when they do, like, some new feature. Like, they either give it out for free for a year or, like, it's this for a year or something. So, like, you know, we get GameCube on NSO. And the first year of GameCube NSO is going to be the strongest year of it, like all the others. So you're obviously not going to put it out until that's over. And then you're not going to put it out immediately after that either. Like, you would probably wait another year or two. So, like, realistically, if they're still going to do it now financially, it's going to be another, like, 2 or 3 years.
No, I could see it being in a year and being one of the last things that's compatible with the Switch 1 as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, this could just be a Switch 1 port since the Switch 1 can't run it.
That is a good point.
Like, if they're going to do it, it's going to be a Switch 1 title with Switch 2 features. I guess. I don't even know. But what do you like the
phone
Wii
thing?
I guess
that's where they'll put the stamps.
They could also totally do it next March, which would be March 2026 is Zelda's 40th anniversary.
Possibility of the 40th anniversary, they release a port of Wind Waker and Twilight Princess together, like Mario's. It's limited time, and it can work on the Switch 1.
Limited time is absolutely how they're going to do it.
Yeah, limited time.
Like, that's a guarantee.
That's my point, but I could see that possibility happening.
Yeah, I agree with that. Apparently, Nintendo is also not interested in AI-generated games and claims that the human touch is essential. This is correct.
Let's go!
Huge.
Now, if only they could take that and apply it to the eShop and its overwhelming garbage.
No. They have to go through and check every game to see if they're working on Switch 2, like there's a list Nintendo put out where they're like, we're trying to get them all working, here's what the problem is, this is what we should try. It's really funny, the idea of a dev at Nintendo has to play all of the hentai AI games on
Panty Party 1 through 12.
Yeah,
maybe they should have done some quality control before now.
I think I think Google should take this information into mind and get rid of Gemini, because the amount of times now that I have Googled something and been told a completely wrong answer.
You can cook babies in the microwave.
And not even, like that, like, okay, that one you can tell it's fake. But, like, when you Google something where the answer is a number, and you're just given the wrong number. It's just wrong.
Incorrect. Trust me, I've used it, and I go, it will give me an answer. What was a good example? I was looking up how enchantments work in Minecraft with Swift Sneak and things, and I was like, yeah, Swift Sneak cannot go on the boots with the water swimming one.
Web Strider.
Because technically, yes, it was true when they introduced the enchantment, and it was going to be on boots, not pants. But it was like, no, no. Because I was like, that's not right. I don't think.
Remind me about this after the show, this AI thing. I've got something from last night that's really funny. But for the sake of time, I won't discuss it now. Anyway, Ubisoft holds firm in the Crew lawsuit. You don't own your video games. Of course, I read this headline and was like, yeah, of course they did. Was anybody expecting Ubisoft to be like, actually, you guys are right.
Of all companies? Yeah, of all companies. No. I mean, like, look, even Nintendo will occasionally admit they're wrong. It's not while they're doing well, but they will occasionally admit they're doing wrong.
Yeah, I mean, like, they'll admit they're wrong in that, like, corporate, we don't really think we're wrong, but we have to say this or else you're going to stop buying our stuff, so sorry.
Yeah.
But Ubisoft doesn't even care. I don't understand how they make money. I really don't.
I don't. Well, okay. There was a thread talking about that the other day where it's like their games go like 50% off a month after they release, even for Mario and Rabbids, that's true. So, like, how do they make money?
They're being forced to work with Tencent, and their stock is like $9 or something like that right now.
It ain't going up.
Something ridiculous. It might not be $9, but it is very much low.
Boys, I think it's time to buy out Ubisoft.
Okay.
Control the means of production.
We could own Uno for free.
I don't want to control the means of production if Ubisoft is the production. That would be a fun thought experiment of what would happen if Ubisoft got bought out. Like, I think the obvious answer people would probably say is like Xbox, because Xbox buys everybody out. But like, what would happen if Nintendo bought Ubisoft?
Increase in their games not going on sale.
Probably just like
you play being a pullback on Nintendo Switch Online.
Complete about face, dude. Ooh, I don't like that. They can keep that.
Uplay. You don't want Uplay?
No.
Razer pauses direct laptop sales in the U.S. as new tariffs loom. Yay. Yeah, we're not going to be able to buy stuff like soon.
Let's Hooray. Go.
Drink what I've always wanted to do is not be able to buy
things. Our consumer country can't be consumer.
I was watching TechLinked, like the news thing on YouTube, and they were talking about these tariffs, and they were like, you can buy a smartphone in the U.S., but it's like way lagging behind in technology compared to every other smartphone, and also it's twice as much as any other smartphone. So if you want to know what building stuff in the U.S. is like, here you go.
Great.
At least for tech. We can build like shovels and stuff pretty good, but...
What are we in the 1850s? I don't need a shovel. I need tech.
I actually do need a shovel. That makes me feel old saying that, but I realized that today. The shovel I found is kind of crooked. I don't think it's going to be usable. But
okay, but like, need a shovel. How often do you need to buy a shovel compared to
theoretically once?
Tech? Theoretically, maybe
you should
twice.
Only need... Shovel is a one-time purchase.
I'm gonna say it's not once, but it's not.
It's not more than it's
not like,
more than five in a lifetime, dude. Like,
well, it depends on the quality of the shovel you're buying.
Okay, but like if you're
because Grant just said the shovel he found is bent, which is gonna mess it up.
Well, yeah,
a lot.
But the plan is you don't bury your shovel for 5 years and then come get it later. You keep it. You keep it somewhere that where it doesn't do that.
Oh man.
That's so funny.
I gotta head home and dig up my shovel.
It's time. Oh, man, I it's can't been remember 5 years. Where, it's like kimchi.
I can't remember where I. I no longer have the shovel to dig it up. Ah, that's weird. Yeah, I just can't remember where I put it. Sad.
Let's see. Vampire Survivors got new DLC, Emerald Diorama. Vampire Survivors Cross Saga Emerald Beyond, whatever that is, announced, and it is out now for free.
I believe it's a JRPG that the dev behind Vampire Survivors is a huge fan of.
Sweet. David people Diver asked, also... Oh, you go ahead.
People asked him why it's free, and he's like, because charging costs, like, putting money on something makes a lot more contracts, but free is easier contracts, so we made it free.
Makes sense. Yeah, when you don't have to divvy up cash. Makes it simple. David Diver is also getting more DLC, Ichiban's Holiday Content Pack. It's a time-limited DLC, again. I don't know why they like to do this. It's so stupid. Available from April 10th until 8 a.m. Pacific time on October 9th. So just go ahead and buy it if you care at all. Or don't really. Dave the Diver is such a grind. I love Dave the Diver for the aesthetic and like the vibe of the game. It's great. But in reality, it's a gameplay loop that goes on for 900 hours too long. And like the DLC takes so much time just to get you to experience. It's like, I don't know, man. The DLC for Dave the Diver is kind of almost not worth it based on my opinion of the game. And I hate to say that because I really love everything else about it. But I don't know. Yeah, buy it if you want it. PlayStation Plus price increase was announced for Australia, Korea, and Southeast Asia.
Don't like that.
You're poor countries. We're gonna increase your price.
RIP. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild's Nintendo Switch 2 edition does not come with the expansion pass, meaning you'll have to pay an additional $20 to play the DLC on the new system if you don't already own it. Yeah, that is kind of a bummer, but
it's very Nintendo, honestly, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, is anybody surprised? Also, who people didn't buy really the expansion mad. Pass? Who thought Breath of the Wild wasn't good enough for the expansion pass? Like, I'm not.
But it's going to get it. It's going to play it on the Switch too.
I'm not trying to sound like a corpo defender. It's Breath of the Wild. Did you not buy it already? What's wrong with you? That game was awesome. Everybody should have the expansion pass already. You're crazy.
Well, also, what's the point of being like, oh, well, it's $90. For who, though? Like, the five people that don't already own the game and haven't or didn't buy it on a sale? Like,
okay, I think that it is lame.
I think it should come with the Switch 2 version. That is stupid. But I feel like for most people playing the game, this is a non-issue. If you're going to play it on Switch 2, you probably already own Breath of the Wild.
So it's 10.
The real scam is that Breath of the Wild, like, the sales are so infrequent with Nintendo that it's really hard to have ever gotten Breath of the Wild below, like, $40. Which, I'm not saying it's not worth that, but I'm saying if you're a cheapskate gamer and you only buy things on sale, it's, you know, like...
And you miss...
Breath of the Wild did not sell one-to-one.
And $40 is still insanely expensive for people waiting for a sale.
Yeah, and also for, like, an 8-year-old game.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they did the thing that PlayStation had where it was like you could buy the PS4 version and then just pay $10, but you're buying the PS4 version, so you're probably not spending more than 20 or 30 on it in the first place, and a lot of the time you're probably paying like literally less than 20, I mean, because they're so cheap. But you can't do that with Nintendo games because they don't really go on sale like that.
No, the ones that go on sale are not the ones getting, you know, they're not the ones you want anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, typically, if they announce a PS5 version, though, recently, they will up the price on the old PS4 version.
That is true. I was thinking more about, like, the launch, because that was when I bought most of my PS4 games, was, like, the first year of me owning the PS5. And I was just doing that, like, all the time. Like, I bought the PS4 version of Madden, and then just paid for the upgrade, because I was like, why would I buy the PS5 version for 70 when I can pay 8 for the PS4 version used, and then $10 for the upgrade?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Nintendo,
but you can't do that with
that
Nintendo
you
games.
Can't. Yeah. Like, there's very few games where you're going to be able to do that, and none of the games that you're going to want to do that for will have gone anywhere close to that cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright. Let's move on. We ranted about the Switch 2 enough last week.
Yeah, that's you're true. Right. Alright, well, we're on the
collector's corner. We'll rant about it more.
Weekly segment where we talk about the games we've been playing and the games we've been buying and the games we haven't been playing sometimes. It's a weird segment. We just talk about what we've been doing. And we use a wheel to determine who goes first. So, spin the wheel. Who's up here? Ooh, a rare entry for first place. Alex.
Yo.
Interesting.
I was going to say, if Grant ends up...
No, it was not. As
seven... Dude, I was going to say, if Grant ends up 7 of the last 8, I'm going to be mad.
Let's see.
I'm still 6 of the last 8, though? I'd take that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, is that how that works?
I played Marvel Rivals a bit.
5 of the last 7. I can't count.
I've played Marvel Rivals a bit. Most of what I've done, obviously, I mentioned I was 6, so it was more a lot of watch anime. Cameron and I beat another level in Split Fiction. And I've played a bit of Vampire Survivors, obviously, because the DLC just came out. So it isn't surprised. I'm like, oh yeah, I want to play that more.
Fair.
Nice. Did you see the thing Mayo put in the chat that JoJo Part 7 is coming out?
Yeah, I did see that.
Exciting.
Dude, I still haven't watched JoJo. Like, is it good?
Dude, yes, it is great. It is dry for the first season's very dry. The second season is better, but it really gets awesome in part 3. Hey, Kyle, just in time.
Hey, yo.
He's muted, or he's driving. He's probably driving.
Anyway, hello, bye. What were we talking about? He
JoJo?
Just totally took me
JoJo.
Off.
Yeah, JoJo.
Yeah, yeah. If you really want to know how part 3 gets to where it is, then start from the beginning. But honestly, if you just want to get into the real meat and potatoes, start in season 3 or part 3.
Okay.
And from there, it's just peak.
Ooh.
He's back again.
But not actually.
Apparently not.
Hello?
There he is.
Hello.
Just in time for Collector's Corner, Kyle. Let me add him into the wheel here.
Work sucks. Why are we doing podcasts tonight? I thought it was tomorrow.
Because Cooper got a test.
Yeah. We
both
have
the same
test.
It's not that big of a deal.
Okay. Well.
Okay, just because you aren't one of those people who needs to study.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cooper, just be better. Just be like Kyle.
Apparently.
It's really not that hard.
Literally just listen to the freaking thing and then read over your notes like once and then you're good.
Okay.
Anyway.
Kyle's one of those people.
What'd you say?
I said you're one of those people.
Yeah, but I still have a better grade in the class than Cooper, so clearly
Ooh.
It works.
Okay, crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm just joking. I think we're actually about tied now. He's been doing really good on the past couple tests, so we're probably around the same.
Hey, it's me. Okay. So yeah, all the stuff with the house, I've got like a quarter of a garage that looks pretty sick and three quarters of a garage that looks like trash.
That's progress.
Yeah, I cut down 100 pounds of trees today. Let's see. I really, honestly, I've not played all that much because the house has kind of started spooling up and I am afraid of this. Like, I feel like I'm not going to be really playing a whole lot for quite some time and I hate that. But I did play some. I tried out Hollow Knight. Not nearly enough to have an opinion on it, but I do want to beat that game. I'm going to play through that.
Also, you gotta finish it up so that you can play Silk Song when it finally comes out.
Yeah.
After and 5 years.
20 Schnevity 12.
yeah, literally.
So I started that. I played more Stardew Valley. I've been working on my 100% save again. I found out there's treasure totems that lets you spawn artifact spots, which is exactly what I needed to figure out those artifacts, those two that I was missing. And I got one of them already. I'm super excited. Super nice. Close there.
There's artifacts in Stardew?
Yeah, they're for the museum.
Bro, I did not play that game enough, apparently.
No, you did not.
That's been in there since it launched.
Yeah, I don't know. I've, like, barely got into the freaking town hall, bro.
Bro built a farm and then logged out.
No, I got to, like,
he planted 15 parsnips, and I was like, oh, this is sucks. This is lame.
No, I got to, like, year 3 or something like that.
And you barely got to the community center?
Wait. How did you not know about the artifacts? How did you get to year 3 without learning about artifacts?
I played the game without any use of the wiki or any prior knowledge of the game or any friends.
Yeah, but you didn't dig the artifacts. They told you. They tell you in game to dig the spots, the worm spots.
I did not do that.
Yeah, he just didn't read the instructions they gave him. Okay.
Okay, I
didn't use the wiki. No, you didn't, brother. You just didn't read the instructions.
I did not read the instructions. I get instructions and I throw them out the window. What are you talking about, Grant?
Those are more like guidelines.
Exactly. See, he understands. Thank you, Cameron.
No.
As men, we need to change the narrative that instructions are bad. Dude, instructions are great. People need to read instructions.
I listen to instructions for certain things.
No, like, no. We can't be discriminatory.
But in a video game, yeah. I don't care as much about the instructions. I'll just figure it out later.
As someone who plays a lot of JRPGs, that hurts my soul.
Yeah.
As someone who plays zero JRPGs, I'm fine with it.
As someone who is ignorant of what that means, I'm cool with it. That's funny. I got back on my Switch, finally. I've been playing my Switch a little bit. For the first time in quite a few months, really. I played Hyrule Warriors. I'm going to fully proper beat that game. I never completely beat that game. I played like half of it, and then Devin came over one time and beat the game on my save, and I was like, well, that sucks. So I just never really fully beat it. So I'm going to
do
that proper.
Are you going to get the new one? The Calamity? Age of Calamity?
Not if it runs as poorly as the
first thing I'm going to do is beat Age of Calamity on the Switch 2 when I can actually play that game. And then I will look at the new game and make sure it runs okay. And if it does, then I'll probably get it. Yeah, I really like Hyrule Warriors. It's fun. Like, I liked Age of Calamity of what I could stomach of it. I just can't stomach it because of how bad it runs.
Does it run worse or better than Fire Emblem Warriors? Because I played Fire Emblem.
Worse.
Never played.
Okay. Yeah,
I've played
really
all five.
It's about Fire Emblem Warriors.
So I didn't find it to be any like that bad.
No, Age of Calamity's big problem is Breath of the Wild's engine with all the grass. Like, if you any map without grass, all of a sudden it's running well. But if you're on a map with like a lot of grass,
yeah, the two factors together is not great.
I got you.
Who would win, a Nintendo Switch or a blade of grass?
A blade of grass.
I played more Mario Wonder. I never really beat that. I never fully beat that game, so I'm gonna go back and do that. I don't know why I keep doing that thing where I play a game halfway and then just quit.
Well, but I mean, you know, it could be worse. I literally had 10 minutes left in Metroid, so.
Which Metroid? Zero Mission?
Zero Mission. After we played it on the show, I literally had 10 minutes left because I got back in it and I was like, oh, I'm already done.
With her section or like the original Metroid 1 section or the extra stuff?
The Zero Mission section.
Oh, yeah. The Zero Mission section is short.
What's up, Kyle?
I said, did you just leave it like after having 10 minutes left in the game?
I left it with 10 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's unfortunate, dog.
That's hilarious, actually.
Be better.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
My bad.
What the fuck?
I clicked something on my phone and my phone had sound.
I...
Hey, they're coming for us! They're coming for us!
Crazy.
I played Repo with you guys, and...
Yep.
True.
I think that's about it. Nah, a couple other things on my Steam Deck, too. I don't know. That's mostly what I've been playing on my Steam Deck. Who's up next? Spin the wheel. Cooper, you're up. $10 says Kyle's next.
Dude, I believe it.
I'll take that bet.
I'll take that bet. I haven't been playing a whole lot, I'll be honest.
I feel that.
Because, like, what was my calendar? Was it that week? Oh, no, this is my business plan week. Oh, my lord, my business plan, dude. I literally was like, this ain't that.
You literally took so long to do that one assignment.
It was supposed
like,
to be a
shame because like, it was a big assignment, but like
yeah, man. It's supposed to be like a semester long project, and it was due at 10 in the morning, so, and then from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., I literally spent 9 hours straight getting it done.
Cooper, I thought you were better than getting your semester.
I normally am. She literally said, oh, we'll be working on the whole semester. And, like, we did all the math, like, all the numbers. But you're supposed to explain, oh, my mission statement and my, you know, my goals, my, you know, belief, you know, all that. And it's like, oh, my
Lord.
Yeah,
the biggest problem for Cooper is he has no beliefs or goals.
It's so true, actually.
That's crazy.
That was a dagger.
That was, but kind of true sometimes.
I'm just playing.
But yeah, I worked quite a bit. The most I've worked in, like I said, months, like, which was nice. And then I got a little thing that came in. I've ordered this a couple months, you know, actually several months ago at this point. But they finally came in. No, not dog.
Oh.
The other ones. Yeah. Beep that.
Hold up. I'm trying to refill my water bottle, and here you are, posting shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yo, that's fire. Wait, what's the thing in the front? Like a stick man?
Yeah. You know the Let's Go Gambling guy?
Oh!
Yeah!
Let's go gambling!
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, Let's Go Gambling and Balatro. Oh, speaking of Balatro, he sent, like, the dev to stay anonymous, like, pay the guy to dress up as a clown to accept awards.
Oh, that's cool.
Based.
And then I played Repo. We'll probably talk about more in a second here, but, dude, getting Kyle killed is the funniest thing. I love just, like, anytime I'm near Kyle, I'm like, alright, I gotta get him killed.
I'm aware. Because every time I, like, we would have a freaking monster around me, and I would try to run away from your ass, and you just follow me to the next spot.
Dude, when we were hiding in the cabinet, and then the gun guy was walking by, and I started moving the door.
No, you didn't even move the door, you fucking grabbed him.
That's so true, he did
you
do that.
You fucking grabbed him, and he just turned around, boom, my head was gone.
Who would do that?
Right, who indeed?
Yeah, I haven't been playing a whole lot, but...
But no, that is a really fun game, though.
Repo's a lot of fun.
Save it.
Yeah, we'll save it. Yeah. Looking forward to the semester being done. Yeah.
Next up.
Damn, bro, I'm so
who's
tired of
last?
Right now.
Oh, Kyle's next. Pay up, everybody.
Dude,
$10.
Oh, no.
I'm rich.
No, I thought I was taking that bet. I get $10.
And I'm going to send a screenshot to prove that I'm not cheating.
Sure it is.
Oh, wow.
Why would I take a bet? I know I'm going to lose, dude.
No, literally.
All right, Kyle, what you got? Besides $10.
Hold up, I'm actually not in my room real quick. Give me a sec.
Oh, so he's not next. Cameron, you're next.
That's crazy. Hold up, I'm coming inside right now. Oh, it was a 50-50 shot. That's so gay. Alright. I played Marvel Rivals. I played Repo with everyone. I played... Civ 7, not a lot, but I played, like, I think around 50 turns, so just a little taste. Actually, I've played quite a bit of Marvel Rivals. I've probably played Marvel Rivals, like, primarily, and then Repo right after that, because Emma Frost just came out, and I'm a tank main, so anytime there's a new tank, of course, I have to go try her out. She is fun to play. But Jesus Christ, it's almost impossible to get a freaking game with her because everyone sees, oh, Big Booba, I want to play. And so you have like half the freaking Marvel Rivals community who hate tanks and never want to play tanks all just migrating to tank and being like impossible to get a freaking game with the new character. So that was a little bit annoying. However.
I mean, that was just the last one with Invisible Woman, is that people only want to play DPS, but she was a healer, so they wanted to play her,
yeah, like,
and they couldn't play healer.
They only want to play the fucking character with Big Booba. Like, they don't care about anything else. It's really
well,
annoying.
Marvel Rivals also fully accepts that.
I mean, yeah, that's fair, but it's also, it's really annoying for like, because Alex is primarily a healer, and I'm primarily a tank, so whenever... You know, it's a role that people usually just fucking ignore, and I usually have, like, no problem at all getting into games and playing with the characters I want to play with because no one else is really playing as those characters. It's a pain in the ass whenever the entire community just automatically goes, oh, I want to play this character in particular, and takes...
It also doesn't help that so many of the quests right now are based around her.
Yeah, well, for the... You're talking about for the event?
Yeah.
Yeah, the event is kind of annoying. Yeah, what did I say so far? Rivals, Repo, and Civ 6, or Civ 7. I also played Pokemon Emerald. I beat Roxanne, and I am currently fighting a Team Aqua Grunt, I believe, is where I left off. The one that is, like, in the forest, I think. No, it's after the forest. Where the fuck am I in this game? Oh, never mind. I saved right outside the Rustboro City Pokemon Center, so I was doing something in Rustboro City, but it's been, like, a couple days since I picked that up, so I'm not really sure what I was doing last there. I'm gonna have to figure it out later whenever I open it back up. I think that is all. Oh, my magic cards that I bought last week shipped on Wednesday. No, Thursday, sorry. They shipped on Thursday, so they should be here in, like, either tomorrow or maybe the day after. I'm super hyped for that, because then I'll have another magic deck to bully people with, and that's going to be great. I found my DS again. Well, not found, but I just took time to go to my parents' place and pick it up so that I could actually have it. So I have my 3DS back.
Huge. You can play Complete One now.
You got a homebrew?
I'll say I can. I don't at all know how to do that.
You should. It's so easy. It's so easy, and it makes all games free. It makes every single game free.
I do definitely need to, since Cooper gave me Lego Battles and Club Penguin, and I've been wanting to play both of those again. I have not done anything with the DS yet, because whenever I got it, it was dead, and it was last night, it was late, I plugged it in, and
wait, is it a DS or a 3DS?
3DS, sorry, okay. 3DS.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you should definitely hack it.
Can you not do the, okay. Well, you can explain how to do that in a little bit.
Dude, literally, Google search, first link, click it. 3DS hacks.guide. It's just a free guide to do it. You need like an SD card and a memory card reader and about 30 minutes.
But, well, I don't have a memory card reader or an SD card right now, but I could get both of those things.
No, you got one. There's one in there. If it's a 3DS, you probably got
one. Yeah, but probably. I don't know. I'll
talk about that later. It's pretty awesome. I can show you some of the stuff too.
I've been itching. Like, Lego Battles has been on my desk. And Club Penguin has been on my dresser, and I've been wanting to play them because Cooper got me one for Christmas and one for my birthday, and that was my birthday was 2 months ago. So I've been itching to play them since, and I kept forgetting every time I'd go over to my parents' place to get my DS and bring it over, and I finally did. So that's pretty hype. I think that's it.
Thanks.
That's all for me.
Well,
all right,
Cameron.
Let's
back at the end again.
Let me
actually one more thing. I forgot story time last week.
Oh, that's true.
I stayed ridiculous late on Sunday last week because I got there at 11. I was scheduled 11 to 8 last Sunday. I was scheduled the same thing today. I was scheduled 11 to 8, and whenever I got there, there was 3 other team leads. So, like, plenty of other people there to help. Mm-hmm. And they were all leaving at 2, and told, like, they were like, oh, yeah, all your paperwork is done. You shouldn't have to worry about any paperwork. You know, you should be good for a while. Blah, blah, blah. I look on the schedule to see who's supposed to come in at 2, and it's my buddy Caden. And so I'm like, okay, fine. I can rely on him to come in. I know he's good for it. I have people. Well, at 2, everyone ditches me, and it's me and one other person still in the store, and they're leaving at 6. So it still doesn't even cover to help me out for the rest of my shift. And it gets to about 2:15 and my buddy hasn't shown up. So I call him. I'm like, hey, are you working today? It says you're on the schedule. He says, no, my son's birthday party is today. I called out. Which I don't know why you wouldn't just take off like well in advance because you know it's your son's birthday. And
it's only once a year.
It comes on the same day every year, and it's only one day a year. Like, I don't know why you'd call out as opposed to just taking the day out. Anyway, so he was like, someone else is going to cover the shift. So I called that person.
Okay.
And they called out too. And they said someone else is going to cover their shift.
Bruh.
And the person that they said was going to cover their shift was Tawanda. She's one of my managers. And I called up Tawanda. I said, hey, are you on your way here? Because Caden and Elise can't make it. They both called out, and they said that you were the one that was supposed to cover the shift. She goes, no, I'm not coming in today. Like, I wasn't supposed to be on the schedule. I wasn't supposed to come in. No one ever talked to me about this, blah, 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 blah. So then I'm sitting there, just myself. I'm the only person higher than a team member, which only people who are team lead and up can actually drive to go get product. And at this point in the night, it was like probably 4:35, and we have one bag of Texas toast and like a tray and a half of large buns, which can probably last us about an hour. And so I'm like frantically calling my entire like call list to try to see who can like come help me on their day off, or like at least pick up product for me. And nobody is answering the phone. Like, I called, there was two of the people I was trying to get in touch with. I called them like 6 times each trying to get a hold of them, and they were both asleep and did not answer a single one of the calls. And then I finally got a hold of my boss, Michelle, and she was able to get somebody else to come and bring me bread. But she was two and a half hours drive away with family.
Crap.
And it was 6:30, and I had to be off, or I was supposed to be scheduled off at 8. So obviously that did not happen. I had to wait until she got there. I got the bread finally, like, from another team member who came and helped me out. But basically from 2 p.m. up to like 9 o'clock, 9:15, whenever Michelle got there, there was three of us in the store, and like no product. It was a bad time. It was a very bad time.
Okay, well, thanks for that bummer. Cameron, what you got?
Crazy.
I'm sorry to hear that, bud. That sounds like a real struggle. I'm sorry you struggled through
it. It was a struggle, but honestly, it wasn't too much of a bummer because I know that my check on Friday is going to hit like a freight train, so.
True.
True. Okay, so I played, what have I played? I played some Super Mario RPG. I am between chapters 1 and 2. Gino just
Switch one?
Started, yeah. Yeah, because I got it for $20.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Gino just started walking around, so I'm going to go find him once I get back in there. There's too much dialogue, you know, to be able to focus. Played some Splatoon.
Super Mario RPG. I just harped about reading instructions earlier, but literally there's so much in Mario RPG that you don't need to read.
I agree, but like...
Like, I don't blame you want to experience it, but Mario RPG has so much goofy
Some of it. Yeah, there's... Some of it doesn't even make sense.
That's what makes it good.
Let's see. Yeah, true. Played some Splatoon 3 so that Alex Cooper and I could all get the Spring Fest icons.
Just doing that for free?
Literally. Dang, for free. Man. Dude.
You start billing these people,
right?
Rob,
as soon as they get some real jobs, I'm gonna bill them.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
Hey, you can start billing Cooper now. He's got a real job.
Yeah, you can start billing. They don't have to pay right now. They can pay when they get the big job. You can start billing now.
Hey, you know what the move is, Cameron? You start adding interest like a fucking credit card.
No, you got it made in the shade. Mom said I can't do that.
At least 150 years.
Mom said I can't do that.
But still, you can bill them. Okay, no interest. Me. But
Splatoon 3. Everyone is going with the spawn camp strategy, and I hated all of it. I hated it. they need to stop running Splatfest where there's items connected to said Splatfest, because I'm so done. But I think very obviously team Knight is gonna win, because nobody gets anything done at any other point.
Incorrect. I get a lot done in the morning.
No. Morning bed. That if you're awake, yeah.
Dude, I'm scared. I know I'm getting old because I'm kind of becoming a morning guy. I kind of like it. It's still hard to get up.
It's nice. It's
but like, hard. I like having it's the extra to, time in the day.
Like, yeah,
Grant, don't let that make you feel old. Because it's, literally, it's even like whenever I was a little kid, I loved getting up early in the morning. Because the morning, whenever it's like, especially if you have nothing to do that day, and it's
just
super
being able
quiet
to chill
in the morning. Yeah, it's super quiet in the morning. You can just like get a bowl of cereal, you know, get a glass of water, whatever the fuck your morning routine is, and it's just like quiet, it's solace, it's not like dark outside, so you can actually go outside and enjoy the sun whenever it's not scorchingly hot. Sure. Like morning is actually lit as fuck if you can wake up for it.
Well, we're all going to be waking up in the mornings for Disney
lit as
Universal,
fuck, but I enjoy the morning.
Yeah, so play that. Playing some more Tears of the Kingdom. Still trying to get all the shrines. Because I know if I beat Ganon, I'm not going back for the shrines. So I might, I paid $70
for this. Before you beat Ganon?
No. Oh, God. No, dude, I'd have to find all the stupid Koroks. Fuck that. But I'm at least going to get all the shrines. Or, I want to be able to take more than two hits from Ganon before dying. Because I had some close calls in his in previous encounters. So I'd rather not deal with that again. Play some more 3D Land. We're Middle World 6. Didn't get back to it. Went over to Universal Road Velocicoaster just to get out of the house.
Just to feel something.
just to feel the sun on my skin, you know? Because
he had to touch grass, Grant.
Well, no, if I wanted to touch grass, I would have gone to, like, a nature park or something. I went to an amusement park. I had to touch amusement.
I mean, I guarantee there's at least turf there. You could have touched grass.
Went and looked at the Epic Universe model again. It is dawning on me just how close that is. That is a month and a half away. So
co-workers of mine have gone. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. They announced the AP previews for that. 120, like the lowest price is $123 per person.
Damn, that's funny.
I'm like,
what? I'm not going
for AP previews of Epic Universe.
I'm not going.
No,
I'm like, absolutely not. Even without having to get a new car,
you would not catch
absolutely
me
not.
anyway.
Yeah. So whenever there, played Split Fiction with Alex. We are on chapter 5.
We just beat 4. So yeah, 5.
Yeah, we're in chapter 5. It's slow going because obviously our sleep schedules are not aligned, and when they are, work. So it's, yeah. But we'll beat it eventually, hopefully before everybody comes down. And I've been cleaning a little bit because, dear Lord, I only have a month and a half left, and I'm not going to have enough time at this rate. So, slowly making headway on that.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, and I played the game of the week.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're literally lying. Why are you lying to me? Huh?
Guys, I won this competition week.
You literally played Repo.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's a lying liberal. So anyway, game of the week, Repo. Played that because it's hot off the presses right now. Everybody's talking about it. It's been pretty popular, so we've gotten into it here on the Discord, and I've played it quite a bit. And figured we might as well just do it for the show.
Knock it out while it's popular.
Would everyone agree with the description of Lethal Company, but not?
Lethal Company, but like wacky.
Physics based.
I was gonna say not a serious.
Physics based and linear.
And funny.
But
yeah. And funny.
Yeah, you get to interact more with the monster. The monsters aren't so incredibly deadly. Like you can hide.
Yeah.
And stuff. You don't have to just like run out of the building.
Screw the alien though. Oh my goodness.
Screw the guy with the shotgun, dude. That thing's BS.
I mean, look.
Dude, the head is also BS. Why can it eat you under the table?
All of them are bad, but, like, it's not, you know, it's not instant death. Well, some of them are instant death, but it's not as bad to run into the monsters in Repo as it is for Lethal Company.
True.
You run into the monsters in Lethal Company, you're dead.
You're basically dead.
Just about.
I can name two more games that at least that fall into like similar genres.
I mean,
same gameplay stuff that I think we would like.
Yeah.
Are you saying for like future game of the weeks?
Yeah, one's got horror monsters like this, but you're trying to rob places.
Did you play with us, Alex?
I played a bit with y'all and Barrett, but I've seen a lot of gameplay for it is more the thing before even Barrett brought this up.
You should have like hopped on Cameron's laptop after like he died or something so you could at least have played a little bit.
I was sick all last week.
True.
You didn't tell me that.
You weren't here.
Yeah, he wasn't here.
Stop being sick.
That's also true.
Skill issue.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, right, you're bad. Anyway. Yeah, it's a fun game. I like it. It's funny. Very comedic.
I enjoy it.
It's especially great with typing. People. Like, it's really, really fun. Yeah, typing is really funny, too.
It is absolutely broken with 5 or 6, but holy shit. Like, you might as well not bother. Because I think it's balanced around 4. That's why it's so much easier to progress further when you have.
Are you just saying that because like you can lift stuff up easier?
No, like just based on the rounds I've done with more than 4 people.
Yeah, like the amount of money per person and
is lower, and
like the amount of hiding spaces you don't have to, like, you know, there's just like less people scattered around.
It's more balanced. Like I would say most multiplayer games are balanced to 4 if they allow up
to 4.
Yeah, for sure. This one
around the same though. Like if you play with like 2 versus 4 versus 6, I feel like it's about the same. Like
no, because 2 you can insta die, because that's what happened to me and Jacob when we ran around. Like
I played a game with Cole, my roommate, and we went like got to the like third or fourth room before we, or the third or fourth location before we finally died.
I mean, I think it kind of
could also just be a skill issue.
Spawns. It also depends on what spawns, because if you get something that can insta kill you,
it could be a different spawn rates or something for different.
Like if you have the head, fine. But if you have the, you know, like the one of the the actual insta kill enemies, then you're screwed, because if you're both together trying to lift something, dead. You know. You ain't running. I will say
one insta kill enemy, and that was the freaking shotgun man.
No, there was another. I don't know what it was though, because it snuck up from behind and killed us both.
There's the Reaper thing that can do a lot of damage, but it doesn't just straight up kill you.
We were on round one and instantly died.
Actually, I guess the
like that's the thing we.
The
round
dude with
one.
The mace can also the dude with the mace can also kill you, but only if he sees you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good time.
It's fun.
Alex, what do you have the least experience with it? What do you think?
Fun enough with, as like they all are, like Phasmophobia, Dead by Daylight, things like that.
Mm.
Just like a competitive horror game, or not competitive, but like cooperative horror game.
I will say I do like the King of the Losers thing.
That's nice.
No, yeah.
Just like not just being instant, you know, murdered and respawned at the start of a new run, it's like you get something between the rounds as like a
I feel like different... it's bullshit whenever Cooper spawns right in front of a goddamn shotgun and kills me in 2 seconds. Like,
skill issue.
Quite literally not. But okay.
No, quite literally definitely. A skill issue, dude. You're just bad.
Quite literally, you should have just been quicker.
You should just spawn better. But yeah.
I'm gonna just stop.
Get a job.
I think we've all, except for Alex, whose laptop just can't run it. We all had a pretty good time with it.
I think so.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Give it a...
And obviously Aaron and Jacob love it because they've been the main ones like texting in the Discord to try to get...
Yeah, finally someone listened to me and started asking to play games without my involvement. I only had to beg for forever to somebody else to do that. I saw him do that and I was like, oh, yes, I'm going to go to bed now.
No,
I don't have to play. I can go to bed.
No,
Grant's like, I put everybody in one board so they would play instead of me being a cult leader.
I mean, no. I don't know. I've accepted the, you know, I play games a lot, so I'm around.
Yeah, it's just
other people asking is awesome because I don't have to.
You can just back out if you want to. Yeah. So final thoughts. What do we think on a scale of like 5 or 10?
5 or 10? We only can choose.
I say 8.5.
Yeah, I think that's a good number. I'm gonna go a little bit lower and just say 8 flat.
Yeah,
I'll say 8.25.
Okay. But it's a very fun game.
I actually really enjoy it. I think I enjoy it more than Lethal Company.
Yeah,
too.
Like, I only don't give it a 10 because, like, the graphics are simplistic and blurry, like, you know, like...
But they're also supposed to be... Did you know you could turn off the fuzz? You can turn off the screen fuzz.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Because it messes with, like, some... Like, I know certain people that, it, like, messes with their... Like it messes with their head. They get headaches from looking at the screen fuzz. There's a or the setting in the settings menu that you can turn off the screen fuzz. I thought that was cool.
That is sick.
Cool.
But yeah, solid game. Would recommend.
Yeah.
Very fun, especially with friends. Definitely. Like whenever I first went in there, I was like, oh, this is, you know, very silly, very stupid. I'm not going to get scared. But there are definitely times when you will get, like,
dude,
you will get freaked out by certain shit that happens in the game.
When you're, like, left alone, when you split up and stuff, and you're, like, left
alone,
my
God,
actually...
Yeah, when you're alone, like, and you're not sure, especially if you don't have the player counter and you don't know you're the only one left.
Yeah.
That shit is scary.
No, for sure.
And the fact that dead people can talk to each other, I feel like is really fun.
No,
yeah,
actually.
I do enjoy that.
I don't think you can talk to dead people, can you? Like, if everyone's dead, can you talk to them?
No, you should be able to, I think.
Oh, you can? Okay. I don't remember.
So. It's been so long, I don't remember for sure, but I think.
I mean, they're all kind of burned from Phasmo's popularity initially. And Phasmo, you can talk to dead people.
Well, yeah, but...
Phasmo's is awkward.
Phasmo's also
of the...
kind of like a completely different game.
Yeah, that is.
It's definitely a completely different game.
Like it, the way that Phasmophobia works versus like the way that a lot of these other ones work is completely different. Like they're not even comparable, really. In my opinion, obviously, but.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get a
8 out of 10. Would recommend.
Let's get a move on to the tidbits. Oh, yeah. Hades 2 will be a Nintendo Switch 2 console exclusive at launch. Yes, that means it's also coming to PC. So that means I'm probably buying it on PC. But
that's also, even if you don't buy it at, unless you buy it at launch, it's going to be cheaper on PC.
Yeah, I mean, well, to be honest, I have not. I need to play way more of Hades 1 than I have. Because I enjoyed it when I did play it. I never gave it enough time.
Finished it.
Yeah. But definitely interested. I'm sure by the time I finally do get around to being Hades 1, which is about 30 years, Hades 2 will be really cheap. So,
Chelsea was interested in Hades 1.
Oh, yeah? Did she ever try it?
No, we haven't. She's interested in it for the, like, mythos and whatnot. I don't... She hasn't actually seen gameplay yet, but I don't think.
Pre-orders for the Nintendo Switch 2 in Canada will not start either. Oh, yeah, this is a little bit old news, but Canada also got screwed by the tariffs for pre-orders. There's a rumor, I think, that it's May 8th for the first round of Nintendo store invites, like the online ones. So, Cameron, keep an eye out for that.
Yep.
I can't fucking get a family plan. Dude, I knew the family plan was going to burn me at some point.
I hate that.
I knew it was going to do
that. That is so stupid.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Wait, what?
Wait, what happened?
Family plan. The only person in the family plan that can pre-order the Switch 2 is the family plan owner. Nobody else gets the benefit.
Wait, what? That's gay. What?
Like, that's good. at least whatever the perk of that is. Because I think there's like three different things, right? You had to, like,
that's
be,
gay and not so
it had to be
you
had to a year
have the thing, yeah,
of it,
2 years.
You have to have...
two years of Switch Online. You had to play 50 hours in the last year. You had to,
no, those are the only two requirements. You need to have it's 1 year. You need to have an active subscription for at least 12 months as of the date they announced the Switch 2, or like the original pre-order date was going to be.
Yep.
And you also had to have at least 50 hours of gameplay. I don't think the gameplay was within the last year. It might have been, but I know it was 50 hours of gameplay.
What is that for?
To get an invite from the Nintendo
store. Yeah.
To pre-order.
Yeah, now I'm kind of regretting saying that I would rather have the bundle-less version as my main one. Because, I'd rather just save the $50. Or the extra $30. Especially with all the Amiibo being so expensive.
Yeah, dude, how expensive are Amiibo gonna be?
With the tariffs, no idea.
Yeah, I'm out on
Amiibo,
dude. Amiibo already kind of getting too expensive for me now. $20 for like base price.
Yeah, $20 base price, $30 for the Street Fighter. Yeah,
yikes.
It's probably gonna be more like $40 now.
Yikes.
They better not be, dude.
Dude, well, I mean,
they ain't gonna sell it $40.
Everything else is being so fucking expensive. Like, I don't see why that wouldn't be either.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion is now available on Nintendo Music. Woo.
That's someone from last week we missed.
That's fire.
Whatever. This week.
So I think also F-Zero X expansion kit is on there now. Like the N64 one.
Mm-hmm.
This drive. As of writing, Hermitcraft has raised $728,000 for the Gamers Outreach Foundation. What is Hermitcraft?
Yeah, they're doing it.
That's sick.
It's a big Minecraft.
Gamers Outreach?
It's a thing where they give hospitals like gaming carts for people, for like kids to play on while they're stuck in the hospital.
Oh, huge.
Okay, that's
so they're not
really cool.
Just stuck walking
really cool.
TV or whatever.
I don't know what it was, but that's really cool.
Yeah, charity.
Yeah, they also will just like buy the kids like a handheld, like a brand new. It was big with the 3DS. They'd buy them 3DSs a lot, and they do it now with like Switch Lights a lot too. They just buy them a handheld and like a couple games.
It's very good. We love to see it.
Yeah. Cash DLC starring Scrooge McDuck is heading to Disney Illusion Island on May 30th. Whoopty freaking do.
Yeah, they announced this by going, hey, look, we're bringing it to PS4 and Xbox.
Hold on. Oh, they did announce. Okay, I didn't know they'd officially announced it. Rumoredly, Like, well, I showed Cameron, I was like, look, it got leaked on Korea's site. They're putting Illusion Island, and Scrooge is on the box.
Yeah, they're just
not full... have been officially announced.
Yeah, they're in a full version now. The DLC is coming to Switch on the same day as the other consoles. Why are you bothering with the Disney game on an Xbox though? Like, honestly.
Yeah, I can see, like, oh, we're putting it on PlayStation, we're putting it on Steam now. We just want to lose money.
Literally.
To be fair, I don't know. I can imagine these days there's a lot of dads with an Xbox that, like, you know, their kid wants to play on it.
That's fair.
I guess. Yeah,
I agree. Like, I don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's a huge market. I'm just saying, like, it's a lot different in that regard. Is that, like, an Xbox is a dad console? Like,
I can't at least understand it based on that, even though I still don't think it's a great.
And also, like, you're already putting it out on everything else. It's not really that hard to make a Xbox version. It's all the same architecture. Yeah. All the same stuff.
True.
Let's see. The main theme from Minecraft was added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry for its cultural, historical, and aesthetic importance. The National Recording Registry only picks 25 pieces of music each year to include, and it's a pretty high honor. Minecraft Volume Alpha is the first full video game album to be included, and only the second video game recording, the first being the Super Mario Brothers theme.
That's
pretty cool.
Actually.
Good job, Minecraft.
It deserves it, too, I feel like. I would argue.
Video games are getting screwed by the thing, though. The recording archive.
Dude, how many years has it been, you think? When did you think you added the Super Mario Bros?
We, I think, talked about when Mario got added.
Okay.
It's been a few years.
Someone knew there's going... we should put video game music in the...
Hey guys, video games are actually a big thing in cultural reference, and you just got the old man going, what's a video game? What's a video? Like Hank Hill. Do I look like I know what a JPEG is?
Dude, that is still one of my favorite videos. What's the clip of that scene, but it like
it just gets worse.
Yeah, lower and lower resolution.
Yeah. It's so good.
Conversely to good Minecraft, bad Minecraft, the director of the Minecraft movie said that he is okay with making a gigantic fucking mess in theaters because they're having a good time and making memories.
That's absolutely crazy, dog. You know, isn't fine with that? Any of the people who have ever worked in a movie theater ever.
You would not be saying that if you were the one having to clean up all this junk.
Also, hey, that popcorn was expensive, and also, that popcorn's kind of freaking delicious. What are you doing? You're wrong on multiple counts. You're tossing delicious popcorn that, like, I would rather take it home and eat it the next... Dude, day-old movie theater popcorn is bussin'.
It actually slaps.
Are you throwing it? That's such a that's just a waste.
And he's just like, no, they're making memories. Who cares?
Grant, you going to watch it?
Mess.
Yeah, Grant, have you seen it?
I have not.
I guess not because you're busy.
Yeah.
You know what? I promise I will go see it before it leaves theaters. I will do it.
You don't have to see it before it leaves theaters. It's probably gonna be. I mean, it's not going to be the correct viewing, but like it'll certainly, you know, it'll be a completely different experience if you watch it from the comfort of your own couch. But at least you won't have to deal with screaming high school. You won't have to deal with screaming high schoolers.
Maybe I should just wait for it.
Real.
If you guys will count me watching it at home as counting it, then I'll watch it. I'll do it as soon as it comes out. I don't care. I'll pay $20. I'll do it.
It was honestly a miserable experience.
I'm gonna watch it again anyway because I couldn't hear half the movie. So
yeah, look, if we want to watch it, like have it on in the background during A&G weekend, we can do that.
Dude, I'm down. We have that down.
I don't think it will be out then.
We could actually do that.
It will have not been 90 days.
Oh,
are you expecting it to be 90 days?
We can pirate.
That's when 90 days is typically when a movie hit goes from theaters to digital now.
We can pirate as crazy.
Literally.
Okay, Onion of the Week article. Nintendo confirms Waluigi is uncircumcised for some reason. This is from 2017. This is from 9/11 in 2017. Literally. Kyoto, Japan. Nintendo president Tatsumi Kimishima divulged in an interview with Game Informer magazine yesterday that recurring character Waluigi is uncircumcised. The remarks were unrelated to the downloadable content for The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild he had been asked about. Waluigi still has his foreskin, said Kimishima. You won't ever see it, but it's there. We don't know why he remains uncircumcised, however. It might be a religious thing, it might not. But yes, Nintendo players can expect some exciting downloadable content for The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, end quote.
Exciting!
Waluigi first appeared in the 2000 Nintendo 64 Waluigi title Mario Tennis as an evil version of Luigi. Though at no point do you see any character's genitals, Kimishima insisted that underneath Waluigi's purple overalls you would find an uncircumcised penis.
Of course. Why not?
Oh, I thought that was the end of it. There's like another four paragraphs. I'm not going to read all that. I thought that was yeah. I read all of it because it was like just the three.
It's so much longer. We're not going to read that whole thing. Because it's just basically.
Let me read the final sentence. Also, remember Shy Guys? He added, none of them have any gag reflexes. So you could really go to town if you wanted.
What?
What?
This is from 2017, dude. This is almost a decade old. Oh, that hurt.
Oh.
2017.
Why'd you say that?
Oh, no.
Dog.
Oh.
Who
that was a dagger.
Microphone?
I'm sorry.
Who let you man get a microphone?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I ruined it.
Why are you talking about Shy Guy gag reflexes and fucking...
Well, it's a fake article. Please remember.
Okay, I was hoping.
Yeah, someone was preoccupied in the office. I imagine.
Kyle forgets that Onion of the Week is our, if we don't have old but interesting, we put fake articles in the...
Yeah, I really did, bro. I thought this was old but interesting. That's fucking crazy. I was like, that's fucking
that's
crazy.
Dude, you gullible.
I am so gullible.
You thought Nintendo's president in 2017 was talking about Waluigi's penis.
Low-key, I was hoping.
No way. That's your
I was
line.
Hoping
your
it'd be
line.
So funny, dude. It'd be so funny.
Under the rumors, Tomb Raider Prime Video TV show likely canceled. Yay! Fantastic.
Wild.
Hooray.
Get shit on.
And canceled Retro Studios game Harmony gameplay was leaked. Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw a clip of it. It looked like nothing.
Like a
it
game.
Looked like unfinished it mess. Like a world that someone came up with.
It sure was a game concept.
Yeah. Real. Very like, early
that,
stages
that might,
game concept.
That might be some of the least interesting concept I've ever seen.
All right. Finishing topic for the week. BAFTA poll, most influential video game of all time. Thoughts and discussion. So BAFTA released a list of the most influential video games of all time, specifically 21 of them.
Voted by people, the general public.
Yeah, we asked the public a provocative question. What is the most influential video game of all time? It's unfair to have to choose just one. Do you pick the pioneers that shaped the early days of the medium, the innovators that were ahead of their time, the ones that proved formative to your own creative journey, or simply the ones that made you the most emotional? So it's a interesting list. I think we'll just go ahead and get the big one out of the way. Shenmue was number one. Very weird.
So I've thought about this a lot. I am more surprised it's there, but I could see why you would put it there, because a lot of games are similar to it, where you run around and do like a city, like an open world kind of city.
There's a world in the game that exists outside of the mission you are currently doing.
And it's one of
I'm just more surprised it's on this list as all. Because I'm like, who's that besides me has actually heard of this game?
I mean, I have, because I know that's like one of the things that's worth it on a Dreamcast, apparently.
Right. Obviously, you have.
I mean, I haven't even played. I heard it kind of sucks. Like there's a cult following for it, but like if you try to play it and you didn't play it back in the day, it just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
There are.
I feel like kind of similar
three?
To when BAFTA had Lara Croft as the most iconic character in gaming history. There might have been some rigging of the poll a little bit. Because I don't know how Shenmue gets the number one spot.
But then again, I mean, the argument they make is not really that bad. Listen to this.
No, it's a good argument.
The idea is that Shenmue was the first game that was basically like, you're in a town doing something, and you have stuff to do that's part of like the game that you're playing, but the world exists outside of it, and you can do things in it as you would in the real world. They claim that basically it's like, GTA and Assassin's Creed are siblings of this, like descendants. That's the word. Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley, perhaps. God of War, even Uncharted 4. Most prominently, Yakuza Like a Dragon.
They argue that this is the first game that did that.
I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's a hard pill to swallow for me, because I'm like, really, Shenmue? Like, I guess it was the first one to do that, but just because was it the first one, was it the most influential? I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I mean,
there's a lot of games that were the first to do something and were not the best at doing whatever they were trying to do.
True. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I agree with that. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to argue really one way or the other. Kind of unfalsifiable, but it's an interesting choice. Some of the other, we'll go through down the list. Doom. I can agree with that. Obviously, boomer shooter. That's a huge genre. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Half-Life. Ocarina of Time. Minecraft.
Minecraft has to be in the list.
Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
No.
No.
That ain't no fucking way.
Number 7 on the list, dude. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
That is so wild.
The commitment to authenticity.
That's even worse than
recency bias.
The word.
That's even worse than trying to argue Lara Croft is the most iconic.
The word immersive showed up in more responses than for any other game.
Okay, and that doesn't make it valuable to gaming as a whole when there's no, but we haven't seen the effects of it. Like, if you want to argue that it's got some sort of lasting impact on the gaming industry, shouldn't it be relatively newer or young, like older?
Because
otherwise, you can't see the effects. If it's a newer game, how are you going to go, oh, well, yeah.
Don't worry. This list gets better, but it's like lower on the list.
There's no way.
Number 8, Mario 64.
Yeah.
Number 9, Half-Life 2.
I mean, you and
someone who's PC games played Half-Life, tell me how it's influential, though. I've not played the iconic game.
Counter-Strike came from it.
Yeah, but that
okay, that doesn't help me.
It's more than Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Gordon Freeman's battle against alien forces and oppressive regimes in a dystopian setting.
That's not.
That's
number 10.
Yay. What is it? What is Sam the site grant for Half-Life?
Yeah, Half-Life 1? Yours?
Or 2.
Half-Life 2, 11 years after Doom established the tenets of the first-person shooter, Valve's sequel redefined the genre, demonstrating how to tell a gripping story when looking at the world through another character's eyes. Combining tense combat with exploration and puzzles, it set a new standard for the first-person shooter genre and for simulated physics. And with the gravity gun, it gave us one of the medium's greatest gadgets, less a weapon than a tool of chaos, destruction, and slapstick comedy.
Okay, I guess I could see that.
I guess, but it's a little... I don't know, having a decent portion of the paragraph tied to the gravity gun feels a little weird.
Number 10 is The Sims. Number 11 is Tetris.
That's fair.
Number 12, Tomb Raider. Number 13, Pong.
Pong. Dude, what? Literally, that's when I was yelling what to, because I was just like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's hard to argue because it was like the first. It's like one of the first. I know it wasn't literally the first, but it like might as well have been the first.
Yeah. Society when two bars hit a ball.
If you bring up its first video game, then you always get that nerd who's like, no, it's this.
It's actually this game on this like $80,000 mega computer that took up 10 acres.
Yeah.
14, Metal Gear Solid.
That's fair.
15, World of Warcraft.
16, yeah.
Baldur's Gate. Yeah.
It is.
Is that fucking Baldur's Gate 3? I swear to God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Baldur's Gate 3. I told you it got better.
I love Baldur's Gate 3. There's no way that's one of the most influential games of all time.
Yeah, there hasn't been enough time to like see like what its impact is.
It says, I've read the whole article. Essentially it says, but people love its story, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, so then Last of Us should be in this spot?
Yeah, Last of Us is not on the list, is it?
Last of Us would make sense. No, it's not. It's not in the top 21, at least.
People are willing to consider video game stories as actual story, and I'm like, so why is Last of Us not in this spot?
Look, I don't give a lot of props to Last of Us because I didn't care for the story as much, but like, you can't argue that the new game, you know, the game that's getting voted because it's
We haven't even gotten enough time to see like what its impact.
Allows people to see the more like cinematic set, and it's like you can't use the new game for that. And I think most of that paragraph is more like about D&D than it is about
what it actually does.
Anyway,
D&D is definitely one of the most influential games of all time, but it's not one of the most influential video games of all time, because it's not a fucking video game. It's a tabletop game. It like designed to.
I was getting heated. Me too.
I love D&D. I think it's one of the best games to play, especially if you want to like actually learn something.
Okay,
it's amazing. No.
No, trust me. Alex and I were just like mad. We because he showed me that while we were eating Chick-fil-A on the way up, and I'm just like, that's so stupid, dude. That doesn't work. Baldur's Gate 3 is on there because it's new.
17, Final Fantasy 7.
Yes, I can see that. What that even means.
18, Dark Souls. Definitely.
Yeah.
OG Dark Souls, yeah.
Yeah. OG, yeah. I would say Demon Souls maybe more, but yeah. Yeah, Dark Souls probably.
Demon Souls, yeah, it came out first, right?
Yeah.
But it's like the same, yeah.
But it's also not as recognizable as Dark Souls, which is why I take it back. Like, that's why I took it back whenever.
19, GTA 3. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, because that was the one that switched to open.
Yeah. 20, Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim. And okay, number 21. Wait. Number 21, Grand Theft Auto. What? Number 19 is GTA 3, and number 21 is GTA 1.
What? Wait, what?
Dude, this list sucks. This list is absolute ass.
Absolute ass. Literally.
It's high key pissing me off. Like,
dude, what?
Like, it's legit pissing me off.
Look, you cannot argue that two games in the same series where it's not, like...
Well, hold on. Mario's on there twice.
Mario, wow. Okay, but Mario, look. Mario is the game. Mario 64 is the game that put 3D gaming on the map, Bros. Is the game that put gaming back on the map.
Saying GTA 1 to GTA 3 is like saying Donkey Kong Country to Donkey Kong 64. Like. Yeah, it was crazy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to downplay any 2D to 3D. All of those are cool. That's a big thing, like, in video game history.
But
like, why? Like, you could pick... If you're just going to do that, we already have one of those.
GTA 1 and GTA 5.
Yeah, like, you could do GTA, or you could do Mario, or you could do really whatever you want to do.
But, like,
why are there
you don't need
those?
Two of them... Yeah, you don't need two of them next to each other. That's for sure.
No.
Okay, well,
That's crazy.
BAFTA is kind of
terrible.
List, to be honest, that list is kind of all over the place.
No, for sure.
I don't know. Like, I can't necessarily disagree with Shinmu. I do question it, but a lot of the others, I'm like, ew, what?
Yeah.
What does this make any
sense?
I know part of it's the Nintendo bias, but, like, if it's not... like one of the more iconic games in gaming. Why is that? Like, why is any game from the last 5 years, even 10 years on this list when we haven't really? Because I'd question Breath of the Wild or Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, I don't think 10 years is a fair answer because we've seen Breath of the Wild's influence on the industry. Just how many things have kind of just.
Done crafting or what?
Taken
yeah,
from
that. Yeah, I mean, but even then, you know, it's like,
yeah,
but stuff newer than Breath of the Wild shouldn't even be on them.
No,
Baldur's Gate has no purpose on them.
I think
it's
a solid game, but I don't think it's like. It hasn't had enough time to be influential.
Then,
like,
yeah,
I would say it's definitely a really amazing game, and the story is definitely really, really good. But there's no way that it can claim one of the most influential games of all time
because it hasn't had any time to influence anything
yet. Zero possibility that it can.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Again, if you're gonna put like a game that, this story kind of influenced the general public more, because I would argue. You could say Final Fantasy VII influenced a lot of, like, hey, games can be stories at its time. But, like, a more recent example I would use would be Last of Us, as I mentioned.
No, Last of Us, yeah, I'd argue. I love the first game. Dude, I really
But Baldur's Gate 3 is too recent.
Recency bias.
Yeah. Have any sort of impact yet.
I really want to know who's voting for it, though, because, like, they say, like, ranked by number of votes received. I got to know who's voting for this, bro.
British people.
Take them in the back.
They don't know anything. All they do is eat fish and beans.
Voted Lara Croft as the most iconic
video game
character. I don't think they should get votes anymore.
Dude, they shouldn't be allowed to vote in American polls. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here.
That's just a British poll.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please share us with a friend. We post every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube.com/StarWindGames. Anywhere that you get your podcast, you can find us. Add us on Twitter at All Night Gamers with a K. What do you think of that list, and why is it stupid? Are you excited for Summer Game Fest? What do you think about Breath of the Wild not coming with a DLC? Let us know. And we'll be back next week, as always, for more gaming news, talk, and discussion. We've got a new message here from the crew. Thanks for listening. Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. We love you all to death, and see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.